And what's happening now?
I have a tickling in the above my right brow. I went someplace and did something, and just before you spoke, that broke into another vignette here. And I was doing something else. There was a completion of the first thing again. Tickling in the nose now.
Yes. Please express my welcome to this energy along with yours.
I was I forgot what I was doing in my affirmation. I did use the affirmation. I'm willing to become one with holding in my mind everything. I forgot all that and found myself working on you. And you got to remember, I'd forgotten all about what the affirmation was because I just woke up in this scene where I was working on you. And then I said, I bet I can make her hand jump. And then it did, and then my own right hand jumped. And a minute ago I had a puzzlement about that, but I felt as though it was working on you as a feminine thing, that the scene that I had created in my mind was working on you. You have to remember, I'd forgotten consciously about the affirmation of being willing to be one with. And then my hand actually did physically move. You probably saw it on the meters there. Kind of like, you know, when you fall asleep at night and your hand moves and it wakes you up because it moved. That was what the effect was kind of like. But I'd forgotten all about what I was doing while I was in that process until I jerked awake again. I'll go on back.
Yeah.
Being around a car, a black car in a driveway, as though he's, oh, I don't know. I guess I imagined him washing the car or something. Okay. He is having trouble taking in something called cheer into his life. Spends some, seems to be a serious minded person, but it is a denial of receiving the happiness around him, of taking in joy, of taking the cheerfulness, of capturing the cheerful moments. When I ask the question, what is, why is not grabbing onto, what is it that he's not taking onto in life? But, and it's a funny communication, but it's a box of detergent that has the two brand names on it of all cheer. I think that's just symbolic of the way the energy is. I had to scan through my vocabulary and get two words from memory, and so they made a box of soap called All Cheer on it, which are, you know, two separate brand names, but not in this case.
Is there also some cleansing action with the energy of cheer?
That thought seems to parallel the concept of my first image as if him was of perhaps washing a car, the scene not being relevant, but in the concept of washing or cleansing, perhaps being relevant, the my energy is still with my nose here. I'm now back behind my body, and my left hand is numb. Willing to take hold of the good things in life, deserving of joy and cheer, all stupid soap names here. Seems to be a obviously broken middle sentence to try to figure out exactly what goes on here, and I don't know exactly. That's something to do with a focus on family expectations, performance expectations, and some sort of a learned reaction to be serious. There's responsibilities here. Be serious. This is not the time for fun. It's time to be serious. You can do right action by not having fun. This is serious. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. You don't want to miss this opportunity. This is serious.
How old is it?
If I understand your question, it's where does, in age, where does this information come from? And it seems to me to be a pattern, a way of life or a way of growing up. It's a pattern that's taught. And the adaptation of this teaching is to be serious about everything. And therefore, you must be doing okay if you're serious about everything. And therefore, don't hold on to the joy that comes with life, because then you won't be doing it right. It's very important to be serious about everything.
Yes. And at what age did he fully accept this family dictum?
I'm being told 12 for some reason. I don't know why. I see him about 12 years old. I don't know where that information comes from or what it's relevant to, but it seems to work as though he was told this at 12. It's as though he adapted this behavior in and around that age as the way to deal with that's the right way to be in life. Does that make sense?
Oh, certainly. Are you able to see an incident which was the point at which he fully accepted this family dictum at around age 12?
No, let me look. Let me see if a way that I can phrase the question to seek that information. Hold on. Before I do that, it's necessary to report that I am back behind my body and my left hand and arm and wrist are numb. The numbness seems to be located in the three fingers of the middle ring and small finger on the left hand right now, and the wrist bone on the lower part of the hand, and the up extending up the arm on the kind of the lower side of the hand about 4 inches is what appears to be the numb part of my left hand right now, and the tickling comes and goes in my nose a little bit. Okay, I'm now going to see how to phrase some sort of a inquiry about
the precipitating factors involved.
Yes, let me work on that a minute. I called out to and he turned and said, "What?" And I said, "Tell me about how this got started." And we're in the kitchen now. There are yellow countertops, yellow Formica countertops in this kitchen, and a table, and there is a mother up and is talking to he's sitting at this table. I don't know if there's been some incident or something go on, but it is a counseling type session, serious discussion of some kind. Let me ask what's happening. Bicycle first, and then that went away, and then there's a white-haired dog, a long, Cocker Spaniel, Schnauzer maybe type dog, a long-haired dog, and it's white. I asked what is going on in this scene, and with me as well as in the scene, and he says, "Mom's talking to me about," and then instead of completing the sentence verbally, I see a bicycle and that goes away, and it's something about this white dog. Out the kitchen, there's a separate porch area that's enclosed adjacent to the kitchen. So to get outside, you go out through a little entranceway or porchway. So it's a two-door exit kind of a thing out the kitchen. Narrow steps going down to the outside. No, I don't think the steps are there. I think it's a memory of a similar type stairs, a similar type kitchen exit I've seen. I ask why he injured himself. Why did he hurt his hand? Under the concept that he did it to himself, and he said, "I did it to remind myself, so I would never forget to take life seriously because I'm supposed to." It's a reminder that he gave himself, like, I'm getting the idiomatic expression, crossing my fingers so I would remember. He wants to do what he's been told. He wants to be right. He wants to he understands when his mom said that if he has to take this seriously, he has to do it right, and he won't have another opportunity if he isn't serious about this. And he wants to remember to be serious because he doesn't want to miss the opportunity. He'll never get another opportunity if he doesn't take it serious. So he's got to remember. He's got to remember, and he's going to keep his fingers crossed so he can remember. Let me talk to him now and see how he feels about this. I'm asking him to look back at the scene with this kid in the kitchen. This is one ugly kitchen. It's got these yellow countertops and a green floor with really small tiles in it and a 1950s style rounded top refrigerator. And this is one old or small cloistered ugly kitchen. I don't know where it is. Anyways, this is where apparently where he had this talk where he bought into this, and then he later injured his hand so that it was an act of crossing his fingers so that he wouldn't forget to be serious about life and to not miss this opportunity, that if he isn't serious, he's going to miss this opportunity. This is very important. He doesn't dare miss this opportunity. It'll be gone. He'll never get it again. Let me talk to him about how he feels about that when he looks back at all this. Today, when he looks back at the 12-year-old boy. lost my focus for a minute. Let me go back. Like me asking the question, he keeps throwing me away from him. Let me go back. This part of him with which I've been talking understands the dilemma here. He's crossed his fingers so that he will remember to take this time of his life very seriously, that this is important, and he doesn't want to miss out on the things that he's supposed to do at this time of life. And in so crossing his fingers, he may be physically denying himself the opportunity with which he's been presented. And this is a higher order setup. I think that he is not in a higher order. These things that he considers he's not going to pass these opportunities up are not things he's chosen for himself. These are patterns that have been laid on him by others and then told, don't forget, you're going to miss these things that have been lined up for you, and we've lined them up for you, and this is what you'll do because this is best for you. And he has dutifully crossed his fingers so that he won't forget to take this seriously, but secretly crossed his fingers in a way that will not allow those to happen because they are not his choices, they are choices of others. This is a really complex problem. So he's built in a failure set for himself of achieving these things that can be only achieved at this time of life, but he's done it on purpose because these aren't the things that he really wants to do anyways, but that he'll be safe in not achieving them because he's taking them seriously. Therefore, he won't get any blame for not achieving them, because he is taking them very seriously. He went to the trouble to cross his fingers to remember to take them seriously. And by failing to achieve them in this time in life, nobody can accuse him of having passed up the opportunities or not taken life seriously. And yet he will not be walking that path, because it is not a path of his choosing. It is a path of others. Those outside who wish him healed wish for him to be able to return to the path which they think is correct for him. And yet he has created this specifically so that he will not walk this path. There is some of this that he does not even know himself. He's not aware of consciously himself, but he's taking care of himself. All is as it should be, and it is he who has simply found this very unique way with dealing with this complex situation of satisfying a multidimensional pressure, those goals that he knows he will achieve his true path, and yet the pressure from those around him who have chosen a path incongruent with this, he's able to satisfy both needs in this manner. The This is not an illness or anything wrong. It's just a way to make this very complex situation happen to the best of his advantage.
Yes, this is quite clear.
The manifestation causes others pain. That does not cause him pain. It's just something he's done to make sure everything gets on track. From a dimension beyond his conscious world, he's begging others to release him from their expectations so that he may achieve his goals without the need to manifest the ailment in the body, which in turn yields the discomfort in those around him who have placed these expectations on him, and the pain they feel for these manifestations are their own perceptions of this. There is a release of the energy for me now, and my left hand is now on fire. There's a burning sensation now on my left hand, as though something is changing. It is very hot in the lower knuckles, right by the ring finger and the little finger. It is very hot.
Yes. Would you like to be returning at this time?
Let's let this process on the hand continue. I'm comfortable unless there's some other reason that you know about that I don't know about.
No.
Okay. Seems to be okay now. It's working towards the wrist now. Coming up the hand. Again, it's getting hotter again. It is the sensation for the record. I think that if I remember right, the temperature's on my left hand. The sensation in my hand is, I know that it's not real heat, but it's extremely hot. I mean, like if you put your hand in the oven or something, taking bread out, it is extremely hot. Okay, I'm feeling a nerve in right at my elbow. It's a little bit like somebody's pushing on an acupressure point. I think I can talk about this a little bit now in summary. In summary, something happened as part of a lifelong pattern, something more serious or more serious talk or an absorption pattern took place somewhere around the age of 12, and it seems like in some kitchen setting that was at a really puke green floor, linoleum with little squares in it, and a yellow kitchen top, and looks like plywood or light beige, light wood sink cabinets. I can see them clearly now. 50-size refrigerator that is having a rounded top type refrigerator, and a kitchen table, and a alcove entrance kind of thing to the door, a two-door exit to the kitchen outside. So I see the doorway onto the rest of the house, and wooden floors, hardwood floors, but old brown hardwood floors. Something about a direction in life at that point, and that there's this big opportunity that he was going to partake of, and he had to take it seriously so as not to miss this opportunity. And so on one level, he sets up a situation where he's going to remember to take life seriously, and not be joyful and happy, but to take every situation very seriously. And in order to remember that, he crosses his fingers. And the cross the finger scenario is actually injuring himself. And this is the reminder to him to take things very seriously. In a higher order, this physical injury also denies him the very opportunity to which he is supposed to take life seriously. But he will not be considered to be bad or wrong in that not taking life seriously, i.e. it isn't his fault now that this won't be his path in life because he crossed his fingers to remember. He does not feel hurt. He does not feel injured. He does not feel what others feel for him. The others that look upon him as being terribly injured and, oh, that's too bad, and, oh, that's terrible, are only seeing their original manifestation of insisting, and that's not quite the right word, that they follow this certain path. They, in their hearts, think that they're doing the best for him by insisting he follow this path, and he simply set up a very complex array of ensuring he doesn't go along that path, but doesn't get blamed for not going on that path. And so he doesn't seem, he himself, as needing to be healed. He's just crossing his fingers. Others who wish this physical malady no longer to be necessary for him to achieve the value that it has for him simply have to release their expectations, and he will no longer have a need to manifest the physical injury. I think it sneaks up quick on me. So in simple terms that you and I might talk about, it's if they simply stop seeing him as being injured, he won't be injured anymore. Because he certainly doesn't consider himself to be injured. He just crossed his fingers. Maybe this makes sense at all.
Yes, it's very clear.
It's clear to me anyways. I don't know.
It's very clear to me as well.
Okay, let me. This, my arm is now, seems to have changed quite a bit. And the pattern is stretched out, and there's a kind of a general release on the lower part of my arm. Might be the, you know, if you set your arm down on a table or something, the lower part, the part that would touch the table, is the part that seems to be filled with energy right now. So I think that there's some physical stuff going on right now as well. Let me give thanks and make sure there's nothing else, and I'll be back in a minute.
Yes.
To reject the expectations of others. And now at this point in his life is the concept of not feeling as though he has to, the more he feels as though he doesn't have to do what others have chosen for him, the more his arm is better because there's less need for him to cross his fingers. It's kind of really hard to understand, but it seems as though not only can the others willfully release from the expectations that they have, but himself has already begun to understand that he may. Oh, this energy thing that comes through me doesn't understand the word reject, so it couldn't say it, but I understand reject. Maybe reject isn't quite the right word. It's a process of growing up and no longer needing to feel that you have to achieve the expectations of others. And as he grows up, he doesn't need to keep his fingers crossed anymore because he's willing to do things other than fulfill the expectations of others. So it's a... But again, he doesn't see his situation as being ill. He just got his fingers crossed, and at some point in time, he won't need to do that anymore, but it could be helped by others in the way that I mentioned before. I think that's all.
Okay. Then are you ready to be returning?
Yes, thank you.
And simply be following the sounds.